Sequestration would severely hurt Florida's defense industry, according to Governor Rick Scott. He's concerned because he says it contributes more than $73 billion and 754,000 jobs to the state economy. And Scott also worries about the military bases, especially parts of the panhandle where 35% of the economy is linked to the military.
Oh, it's going to hurt us. We're a big military state. We're the most military-friendly state. We've got 20 military bases, three unified commands. They've got to do the right thing up there.
The governor wrote a letter earlier this week to President Obama stating that sequestration will mean, quote, dramatic reductions to our National Guard, which threatens our ability to respond to wildfires this spring and hurricanes this summer. During an appearance in Lakeland Wednesday, Scott called the budget situation disappointing.
They're getting paid up in Washington. They need to do what I had to do. I had to balance our budget. I walked in with a $3.7 billion budget deficit. I walked in there. I had to figure out the right way of allocating those dollars, prioritizing what's important.
They're prioritizing where to cut at MacDill Air Force Base. Commander Colonel Scott DeThomas supervises about one-third of the 3,000 civilians on base. Many of those civilians could face furloughs beginning in late April that would equate to a 20% pay cut.
That's going to be a dramatic impact on the base, how we do business, to lose basically 20% of the force. And then the third big piece will probably be the impact on the mission.
DeThomas is receiving guidance from his commanders, who have identified almost $7 million in construction and maintenance projects to delay. But as commander of the 6th Air Mobility Wing, what concerns DeThomas most is a 20% cut in flying of the refueling tankers and Gulfstream jets.
What you'll probably see is maybe some men currency items. Instead of being very proficient, you might be minimally qualified to fly the airplane. Depending on how we institute the cuts, we might actually take people off being current altogether and just sit them for a short period of time in hopes that once we get through the end of the year, we'll get back to flying normal.
He says there will be a trickle-down drain on airman readiness from boom operators to pilots.
When the call comes, I may or may not be able to answer the call with the right amount or the right flavor of specialty because of the fact that we've allowed the training to slip.
DeThomas also is preparing his military families for the stress that comes with budget cuts. A family resiliency training session is set today for families throughout the wing.
We'll bring families out. We'll introduce some of the tools to help cover things that will prepare them mentally, physically, socially, and for being able to handle the burdens that may come as a result of sequestration.
Veterans are another segment of Florida's military community. Reportedly, their benefits are not a part of the automatic cuts. However, Michael Dakduk, executive director of the Student Veterans of America, is skeptical.
You wonder, are there administrative cuts? There has been a bit of gray area on what could be cut in the VA.
He's specifically worried about the Transition Assistance Program, called TAP. It helps active-duty military transition into civilian life.
When we talk about TAP, that's an interagency program, so a different agency is affected by that. It will affect the program.
That could mean less opportunity for veterans seeking help with education, entrepreneurship, and technical training when they leave the military. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.